Mrs. Kaden Perry Utesmish and Gimel and Phil Perry Utesmish and Vol. The Schneider's in the middle of talking about different parts of a bed, and a Mizron is some kind of fabric material that is wrapped and wound around the bed frame. The bed frame is made up of four different boards, two longer boards and two shorter boards for either end, and they were attached to each other, and in order to keep them fastened together, there would be this piece of cloth wrapped around these four boards. The Mishnah says, "Mizron hayotzmen amitah." Any part of that Mizron which extends beyond the bed after it has been wrapped around the bed frame, kol shehu, any amount, no matter how short or how long, can become tummy just like the rest of the bed. Divrei Rav Meir, that's the opinion of Rav Meir, because since if any of the Mizron which is already wrapped around the bed frame loosens slightly, they would just tighten it by continuing to wind and wrap this piece of cloth around the bed frame. So regardless of how long it is, they would be able to still use that length for that purpose. And Rabbi Yossi says, Adasar Tefachim, only up to 10 Tefachim of this Mizron which extends beyond the bed once they stop winding it around the bed frame. And the truth is, even Rabbi Yossi agrees that all of the Mizron can become Tomei. It's one item. However, the question is, how much of it is considered to be literally like the bed itself, and not just something that is connected to the bed, but something which is an extension of the bed itself? Because the concept of Tumas Midros, which is when a Zov or somebody else who has a similar level of impurity rests his weight on something which is designated for supporting the weight of somebody, like a bed, then the bed will become Tomei. And it will become Tomei on a very high level, on the same level as the Zov himself. An Av HaTuma, which is the level which most sources of impurity have. So for that, if, for example, the Zov sat on the bed, then only the bed itself and whatever is considered to be part of the bed will become Tomei, on that level of Tumas Medros, which is an Avatuma, a primary level of impurity. According to Rabbi Yossi, the rest of the Ten Tefachim is considered to be something connected to the bed, but it's not the bed itself, and therefore it cannot get that high level of impurity that only a bed can get, or anything which his purpose is to support the weight of somebody. Now, for whatever reason, this Mizron, even if it is by itself and not connected to the bed, it's something which can become Tomei. It's considered to be a Kli. It's not like regular rope. This is woven, it's more significant, and it is able to become Tomei, even though it can't contain things. In a similar way to how clothes can become Tomei, even if they can't contain things. It's not a material that requires the ability to contain and hold things for it to become Tomei. However, just like every Kli, it has to be full, it can't be broken, or otherwise it would lose its status of a Kli. So the Mishnah says, Shiori Mizron, the remaining part of a Mizron, this kind of cloth which is generally used for wrapping around a bed. In this case, we're talking about a Mizron which is not attached to a bed at all, but a lot of it has become worn out. The Mishnah says, as long as Shiva Tefachim, there are seven Tefachim of this Mizron which remain in good, usable condition, then it would be able to become Tomei. And where do we get this amount from? Kedelas Soysoy Chavok Lachamar. That is the length of this Mizron that would be necessary to make a warming cloth for a donkey. When a donkey does not have its saddle on it, in order to keep the donkey warm, they would place a cloth over it, and a Mizron which was at least 7 tefachim long would be fit for such a purpose. Once again, we're talking about a Mizron where it is not connected to the bed, and therefore it can be used for such a purpose. Mishnah Dalet, this Mishnah brings a ramification of the argument between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi of the previous Mishnah. Niso hazov al hamitov al hamizron, if a zov is supported by the bed which is attached to the Mizron, it doesn't mean that he's lying down on the Mizron as well, but he's lying down on the bed, and extended from the bed is this Mizron after the Mizron was wrapped around the bed. Part of the Mizron extends further on, and it hasn't been wound totally around the bed. The bed itself, obviously, will become Tomei on the level of an Av HaTuma, a primary level of impurity, that can even make other Kalim and people Tomei. Something that touches an Av HaTuma becomes a Rishon LeTuma, which means that it is one step removed away from that primary level of impurity. And a Rishon LeTuma cannot make other people or Kalim Tomei. It can only make food Tomei. If food touches a Rishon LeTuma, it becomes a Sheni LeTuma, which means that it's two steps removed from that original primary source of impurity. In this case, two steps removed from the bed, which became an Av HaTuma. And a Sheni LeTuma which touches other food would not make the other food Tomei, unless that food has a certain level of sanctity to it. For example, if it's Truma. If Truma, which is the portion of one's produce which is given to Koyanim as a gift, and it is forbidden to allow it to become Tomei, and it can become Tomei even if it touches a Sheni LeTuma. Something which touches a sheni l'tumah becomes a shlishi l'tumah, which means that it's three steps removed from the av ha-tumah, from the primary level of impurity. And because this is on a much lower level of impurity, we don't call it tomei, we rather call it posel. That means it's invalid. That's the term given to something that is on the level of a shlishi l'tumah, three steps removed from the av ha-tumah, the primary level of impurity. So the Mishnah says that the bed, as well as the entire mizron, metamei shnayim, can make two other things tomei and invalidate one thing. That is to say, since the entire bed, together with the entire mizron which extends from it, at least according to this opinion and the opinion of Reb Meir, all become an av ha-tumah, which is the same status as the zov had when he lay down on it. An av ha-tumah would make something that touches it tomei, it would become a rishon l'tumah, and if that thing then goes and touches something else, that's considered the second thing, the second stage. If the second item is food, it would become tomei, and it would become tomei as a sheni l'tumah, two steps removed from the av ha-tumah, and if that food then touches truma, it would invalidate the truma, it would make it forbidden to eat it, because truma, once it becomes tomei, it cannot be eaten. And that's what the Mishnah means. It would make two things tomei into a rishon l'tumah and then a sheni l'tumah. And if the sheni l'tumah touches something else, which is trumah, it would invalidate it. Which means that altogether, this bed, as well as the entire mizron, has the power to transmit trumah, impurity, to three other items removed from that item. Meaning if that which touches the avatumah touches something else, then that touches another third item. On the other hand, Rabbi Yosi says, Nisa zavala mito vala mizon asor tfachim, if the zov's weight is supported by the bed, which is connected and considered to be one with the first 10 tefachim of the mizron, then metamei shenayim posel echad, all of that bed, as well as the first 10 tefachim of the length of the mizron, can cause tumah to two things, and invalidation to a third thing, which is another way of saying that it's an avatumah. But the part of the mizron which is beyond 10 tefachim, if that touches something else, it can only metame echod upesel echod, make one other thing tomei, and the second thing that touches that other item would be invalidated if it's trumah. That's another way of saying that this is a rishon l'tumah, so its tumah can affect two other levels. It can make something into a sheni l'tumah if it's food, and if that food touches truma, the truma would become a shlishi l'tumah, which is three steps removed from the av ha-tumah. This argument is obviously based on the argument in the previous Mishnah between Reb Meir and Reb Yosi. The Mishnah continues, what happens if nisa al-mizron, the zov's weight is supported by the mizron itself, the part of the mizron which extends outside of the bed, it's not actually wound around the bed frame. The Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Yosi, and therefore it says, Me'asor v'lefnim, if he sat on a part of the mizron which is within 10 tefachim of the bed, then tomei, the entire bed, together with all of the mizron, will become tomei, because it's considered to be that he sat on the bed, since the first 10 tefachim which are connected to the bed are considered to be like the bed itself. Me'asor v'lechutz, however, if he sat on the part of the mizron which is beyond 10 tefachim away from the bed, tohar, the bed as well as the mizron would remain pure, because only if a zov supports his weight on the bed itself, and not the thing which is connected to the bed, only then would it become tomei on the level of tumas medrus, where it would become an avatumah like the zov himself. Mishnah Hey, this entire Mishnah is essentially another example of laws that we saw earlier on in the previous parak with regards to different parts of a larger kli when they are attached and detached from the item, and certain tumah which is based on it being attached to the other part of the kli, and other tumah which is something that it intrinsically has, and therefore even once it is detached from the rest of the kli, it would still have that same level of impurity. If a bed became tomei as tumas medras, which means that a zov, or somebody who has a similar level of impurity, supported his weight on that bed, and therefore the bed received the same level of impurity as the zov himself, and it became an av ha-tumah. It has that primary level of impurity that can even make a person or a kli that touches it tomei. And after the bed became tomei with this level of impurity, v'karach l'mizron, he then wrapped a mizron around the bed frame, kulot mea medras, all of the bed, and even the entire mizron can now have that level of tumas medras, although the mizron wasn't there when the zov sat on the bed, and therefore intrinsically it is not something that has tumas medras, it's not an avatumah, but as long as it's connected and considered to be part of the bed itself, it of course does have the exact same status as the rest of the bed, and therefore it would also be an avatumah. But Perishah, as soon as the Mizron separates, it's taken off of the bed, then Hitameo Medros, the bed itself remains obviously as a Tumas Medros, it has that high level of an Av HaToma, whereas Vaha Mizron, the Mizron, this piece of cloth which was wrapped around it and has now been taken off, Maga Medros, it has the level of impurity of something that touched a Midros, which means that it touched an Avatoma, so it's one step removed from that Avatoma. It is a Rishon LaToma. Continues the Mishnah, a very similar case. If the bed had a Truma which lasts for 7 days, that means that it became Tomei from a dead body, the Korach LaMizron. And then, after that, he wrapped a Mizron around the bed frame, Kula Tomei HaTumas Shiva, all of the bed, including the Mizron, can now is Tomei for 7 days. Perisha. But if it separates and is taken off of the bed, then Hitameo Tumas Shiva, the bed itself remains Tomei for 7 days, Vaha Mizron, whereas the Mizron, Tomei Tumas Erev, only has a level of impurity that lasts until the evening, i.e. it has the level of Tuma of a Rishon LaToma, something that touched a Av HaToma. So as long as he dips it into a mikveh, into a body of natural water that can purify Kalim, it would become Tomei that evening. Hoysa Tomei Tumas Erev, what happens if the bed itself became Tomei as a Tumah that lasts until the evening, meaning the bed touched an Avatumah and became a Rishon LaTumah? The major difference between an Avatumah and a Rishon LaTumah is that if a Kli or a person touches an Avatumah, then they will become Tomei, of course, as a Rishon LaTumah. But if they touch something which itself is only a Rishon LaTumah, then the Kli or the person would not become Tomei. That having been said, v'korach lo mizron, if he wraps a mizron around the bed frame, kula tumei HaTumas Erev, all of it and the entire mizron will be tomei until the evening, because it's attached and part of the bed which has that level of impurity. But perisha, as soon as the mizron separates and is taken off of the bed frame, hi tumei HaTumas Erev, the bed frame and the entire bed itself remains tomei with that level of impurity that lasts until the evening. It's a rishon l'tumah, but v'ha mizron tahar, the Mizron that is no longer attached to it will actually be fully pure, because it can't become Tomei by just touching and coming into contact with a Rishon LaTumah, which is the level of impurity that the bed had, only for as long as it was attached and part of the bed, so it shared that same status. But as soon as it is no longer part of the bed, it would lose its impurity. Mishnah Vov, Mitzvah Shekorach LaMizron, a bed frame around which a person wrapped the Mizron, this piece of cloth, which was wound around the bed frame in order to fasten it and keep it strong. The Nogabohen Mace, if a dead body touches the Mizron or the bed, the actual bed frame, Tamein Tumas Shiva, both parts have a level of impurity for 7 days. Since it's all considered to be part of the same Kli, it's all part of the bed, all of the parts of the bed will become Tomei for 7 days. And this is not considered to be, if let's say the dead body only touched the bed frame and it didn't actually touch this piece of cloth. The reason why the cloth becomes an Avatumah is not only because it happens to currently be attached to the bed frame, which became an Avatumah. The Mizron, we're talking about the Mizron which is actually wound around the bed frame. It's considered to be part of the bed frame. And that's why it's Tomei for 7 days. It itself has intrinsic impurity, and because of that, Perishur, if they come apart, if the Mizron is taken off of the bed, Tamei and Tumas Shiva, both the bed and the Mizron are still Tomei for 7 days. It's not considered to be that either of them is broken. The Mizron can still be used by itself, and the bed frame, the bed can survive without the Mizron. Therefore, they're not considered to be broken Kalim, and they still have that same level of impurity which they had until now. Noga Bohen Sheretz. The Mishnah now brings a very similar case, where instead of a dead body touching the bed or the Mizron, a Sheretz touched one of them. A Sheretz is one of the 8 creatures, small animals, that the Torah lists as being a source of impurity when they are dead. A source of more severe impurity than regular dead animals. Tamein Tumas Erev, both the Mizron and the actual bed frame will be Tomei until the evening, because they have a Rishon LaTumah Perishu. Even if they separate from each other, the Mizron is taken off of the bed, Tamein Tumas Erev, both of them will still be Tomei until the evening, will have that same level of impurity, because neither of them are considered broken, they are still useful, and they are both Tomei intrinsically. It's not just based on the temporary state of the Mizron being attached around the bed. The rest of the Mishnah now talks about a different part of the bed, and as can be shown on the diagram, the way that the 4 boards which made up the bed frame were attached to each other is that at the corners of the bed frame would be the legs of the bed. And the legs had these little notches, sort of drilled in parts of the leg into which the actual boards of the bed frame would be slotted into, as the diagram can show. The Mishnah talks of a case where mitzvah shenitlu shterukei shelah, a bed from which the two long boards, which made out the bed frame, were taken off, and v'asala chadashais, the owner of the bed made two new long boards to put instead. However, the original boards are still in good enough state to be used, and he didn't destroy them. He just replaced them with new ones, v'leishunes hanakovim, and he also didn't change the size of the notches, these small drilled-in holes which were in the legs, because the new long boards which were being used were pretty much identical to the original boards. So they would slot in just fine to those same notches which existed until now in the legs. And then, shtabra chadashais, these new long boards broke. So obviously they would be taken off of the bed. The Mishnah says, tameah, that which remains from the bed can still become tameh, since the original boards still exist. They haven't been broken, and he's able to just put the original boards back onto the bed, into the notches, whose size has not changed, and he'd once again have a bed. Now, when the Mishnah says that it's tameh, that doesn't mean that in this current state it's tameh. The point is that once you add on the original boards, or even new boards, then it would be able to become tameh, and the point is that it's not considered to be a fully broken kli. As long as the original boards which were there at the time that the bed became tameh still exist, and can very easily just be put onto the bed, so that prevents the bed from being considered a broken bed. It's very much repairable. So once the bed is repaired and there are four boards, then it would once again be tameh with the same tumah that it had originally. The Ashonais, however, if the old boards break and the new boards which were added also broke, so then tahira, it would be pure, and even if it is replaced with new boards again later on, it would not regain the tumah that it once had, because it became a broken kli, since the original boards are no longer there, and you're not able to just put them back onto the bed. So the bed was considered broken at a certain point, which means that it lost any tumah that it had. So it would be pure, it all follows and depends upon the old boards that were there at the time that the bed became tameh. If the bed is replaced with new boards, then obviously it would be able to become tameh from that moment onwards, but it wouldn't regain the tumah that it had once upon a time.